Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, folks? You are now tuned to the industry doctor. I am Dr. Cash at all with Professor today.
Blessed and highly favored. We are getting a lot of callers already. Please press one to go live in the queue. We have another great show here at the Industry Doctors. We want to give a shout out to all our sponsors: Media Combat, The 65 Connection, Jimmy's Paint Shop. And we had a new one. What was our new one, Dr. Cash?
We had two new ones: Leo Marketing and Star Marketing.
Wonderful.
Definitely, folks. Please just press one to go live with us. We have a special guest with us, DJ Johnny O, the CEO of the Nerve DJs. We're going to get into that really shortly. Don't forget to follow us on social media, Facebook, The Industry Doctors, Twitter, Industry Doctors, and Instagram, Industry Doctors. Without further ado, let's bring him on. Johnny O, how are you today?
I'm great. And yourself?
Blessed, sir. You, Johnny O, if you don't mind, can you tell our listeners who you are, what do you do, and how you started?
Oh, I'm a DJ, and I started DJing in 1977. So I'm 41 years in as an active DJ. I'm the CEO and founder of the Nerve DJs. 15 years old in June. We started with four DJs, DJ Dizzy D, DJ Quest, who just passed away last week. Rest in peace, DJ Quest, 95. Amir and myself. We started what was called a FTP, where Dizzy D would upload music to a FTP. We would log in and start downloading. You know, wasn't no high speed internet at the time, so it was just you would go in, copy the folders, and copy them to your desktop, and then go to sleep and wake up in the morning, and they would be downloaded to your hard drive. We would then in turn take those MP3s and burn them to CD and play them at gigs, and that was 2001-2002. We officially incorporated the name Nerve DJs June of 2003. So this June 2018, we will be 15 years old. Like I said, we started with four DJs here in the Cleveland, Ohio area, and right now we are close to 4,000 worldwide in 15 years. And all DJs are welcome, from radio DJs, bedroom DJs, club DJs, tour DJs. If you play music to make people's ears pop or to make their feet move, you can become a Nerve DJ. Everybody starts somewhere. So that's how we started. Like I said, I started my DJ career in 1977. I was 15 years old. I just turned 56 last Saturday, the 17th. So I'm very active in DJing and spending two or three times a week on a radio show, on our FM station. You know, we do a little bit of everything.
Definitely.
Talk to me.
Congratulations on all your success. And, you know, you've been in the industry for this many years. You know, a lot of people,
yeah,
they go in for like a year or two, and then, you know, it becomes, of course, the industry is overwhelming, but you just got to go through that know, the process, you got to believe in yourself. That's number one. You got to be consistent. Once you lose that consistency, man, it's hard to get it back
right.
At times, but you got to keep going. Yeah, Yanni, before I throw the mic to Dr. Phil, can you tell the listeners, because we do have a mixed variety of audience, up-and-coming artists, DJs, whatnot, since you did talk about becoming another DJ, just wanted our listeners to basically know, how can they become a nerd DJ, and then Dr. Phil, you can go from there.
Right now, the way to become a Nerve DJ is you go to our website, nervedjsmixtapes.com. You fill out the application. I will go over the application. I will call each person that checked the box to become an exclusive member. And once we have our conversation, if I feel that individual is qualified to be a DJ or is doing things with the music, which involves being a DJ, then I will approve their account. And they're official. They'll get an official email saying "Welcome to the family." That's all it takes. There's no monthly fees, anything of those nature. We don't have a membership fee or anything. All we ask to be a member is that you play the music we're promoting, that you participate in our conference calls, and if we're in your city at an event or within an hour drive away, we ask you to come out and support us. That's all we ask is to be a Nerve DJ.
When you've seen Dr. Phil here,
okay,
being that you have so much in the DJing field, you've seen a change in DJing because, you know, first it was a lot of equipment, then it's went digital a little bit, and What's the differences, and where do you see DJing going moving forward?
Oh wow, this is such a big difference with the birth of Serato and Traktor. I remember going from playing 45s and 12-inch versions of playing the B-side, because the B-side record was always the record that was mostly the hottest in the late 70s and 80s. To now playing digital MP3s via Serato, still on turntables and wax, most DJs, and even a controller. It gives you so much more to adding effects, playing four records at one time. On two turntables, you can only play those two records. Now you can play four, up to 12 different records at one time if you know how to operate the equipment. With the birth of Serato and Serato DJ and Traktor and all the virtual DJ programs, you can even play videos, which was 15 years ago was unheard of. So those are the big differences. Digital, in my opinion, has watered down the DJ community, because now everybody can become a DJ. Before you had to go and buy records or get record service to you from the record labels. Now anybody can get online and they can rip a YouTube video and create a playlist of all the top records and they're a DJ. Do they have the DJ skills? No, maybe not when they first start, but over time they'll learn them. And, you know, they're a DJ. So now anybody and everybody can be a DJ. So that's one reason we opened up the Nerve DJ School. So to teach DJs how to properly become a DJ, a professional DJ, and make money for the rest of their lives.
But being a professional DJ, you do have to know what makes people dance, though, right?
Yes, you got to know what makes them move. Not, you don't just get up there and play what you want to hear as a DJ. You got to be able to read that crowd. See, me personally, I'm one of the best crowd readers around. I could look at a person, damn near tell you what they want to hear, which artist they like best. What that old man gonna dance to? What that young guy want to hear? What that young lady want to hear? oh, this lady, she looked like she went a line dance all night. So, yeah, you have to be able to read the crowd, not just play music. If you just get up there and take requests, then you're a jukebox. But as a DJ, you have to know your music, you have to know the crowd, and you have to know what makes them want to dance, or is it time to send them to the bar so the bar can make money? Because you don't want to keep them on the dance floor the whole night. You want some of them to go to that bar and spend some money so that that club owner can keep paying you. Because if you keep them up dancing all night and that bar ain't making no money, the club owner is going to get hot. So,
what's your top three records right now to get the dance flow rocking?
Oh,
what's
my
the
God.
Top three?
We got a hot record right here in Cleveland from an artist named Crash Diggs called Big Freak. As soon as you drop that on, the crowd go crazy in the Cleveland, Ohio area. The new Wiz Khalifa with Ty Dolla $ign, Something New is another good one. And, wow, what else am I playing that's hot? Ray Jr., another Cleveland artist. Ray Jr. Is like my nephew, so he drops some stuff out. We still play it Fabulous, but he does have a new one called, Big Click or something like that. But it's one of the hottest records that's popping right now in the Cleveland area. So those are my top three. Cleveland right now probably has some of the hottest artists that's banging the streets. And I deal with artists all over the country. There's another one called I Love My Haters by Strictly Biz out of Indiana. And he has one called The Plug, which is dropping in 2 months. That's going to take him to a record deal, The Plug. I go through so many records a day, it's crazy.
Well, I'm an artist as well, right? And I got this track called Get Them Bands, you know, featuring 6 Trey G. And I really want to get your opinion on it. So, you know, maybe you can let me know, give me some critique in or whatever like that. You know, if you like it, maybe you could spin it, you know, and see how the crowd react to it or whatever. And, you know, I might be able to get put in rotation with you or something.
I'll put you in rotation. It don't matter. Support is support. Y'all supporting me by putting me on your airwaves. I'm going to support you by putting you on my airwaves. You want to play it now, or you want to send it to me, or you want to upload it to the website? And that's the other thing. It's free to upload your music and videos to NerveDJsMixtapes.com. Totally free. Now, if you want to feature it or make it an exclusive or buy a promotion package or add it to our mix that plays 170 times each week, we do have fees for each of those. If you want to send it to the MP3 pool, it's a fee for that as well. But to upload your music on our website is totally free. But if you want to play it now and want me to critique it over the phone, I can give you my critique.
What do you want to do, Dr. Phil?
Oh, let's run it.
Run it.
Let's run it.
Run it.
This is Dr. Phil featuring 6 Trey G. Get them bands.
That money, who you playing? Puss it open, hold it pan. Homie got it, he the man. Get them bands, get them bands. Know you sexy, know you about your hustle. In the beauty salon, I swear it's about 2 times a week. 150 for the nails, 250 for the feet, 300 for the bundles. Yeah, shawty doing numbers. Shawty fucking up commas. Yeah, shawty, she stunning. Who says it's cheaper to keep her? You know that they lying. When we dining out, the entree never coming with fries. Blue press, melt the pie, Carrabba's, baby, every time we slide. Time is money, you ain't getting no money, you wasting your time. Shawty stay with them bands. Shawty says she got plans. You see her working that pole. She's lying down with no hands. Shawty stay.
pop it open, hold it pan. They pan. Homie got it, he the man. He the man. Get them bands, get them bands, get them bands. Know you sexy, know you about your hustle. If you want them 24-inch bundles, get them bands. Do it 4G, do it with no hands. Get them bands, get them bands, get them bands. She like the bags with them G's on them.
Yeah.
Yellow perks, Chinese V's on them.
Yeah.
Red bottom, shorty swinging inches.
Inches.
Get bands on your tired bitches. Yeah. When she get up on that stage, she holler back in pay. She gon' do it for a real nigga. You ain't tipping, you in the way. We gon' bust a couple bottles on wings, smoking nothing but gas. And by the way, the shoulder shaking her ass, she probably leaving here with all of the cash. She was all up on the ball. She could see him getting old. She could see that Louis V on the kick. She know what it really cost. La mama really bought a band. She know I'm just fucking old. Might as well go and give me the cash. We can take her to the vault. Yeah.
Hey.
Get that money, ho, you playing? Bust it open, hold it fan.
They pan.
Homie got it, he the man.
He the man.
Get them bands, get them bands,
get them bands.
Know you sexy, know you about your hustle. If you want them 24-inch bundles, get them bands.
Get them bands.
Do it 4G, do it with no hands. Get them bands, get them bands, get them bands.
Now with Dr. Phil featuring 6 Trey G, Get Them Bands, me, Johnny O. I want to get your opinion on the song, and then I want to ask you 2 questions, and then I'm going to let Dr. Phil take over, but go ahead, me, Johnny O.
Damn. All I got to say is damn. That's hot as fuck. I don't know, can I curse on your show?
Yeah, of course you can.
That's hot as fuck. I need that ASAP. Shoot it over to me. That's hot. I was bothered from the day, the first second of it. That's nice.
Appreciate it. Dr. Cash, we definitely got to get that over.
Yeah.
ASAP. Yeah, how can we follow you, some of your social media? We got your website, but...
I'm DJ Johnny O. Everything. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Nerve DJs, DJ Johnny O. Either one. I have like 25 different social media sites. Nerve DJs mixtapes, DJ Johnny O, Nerve DJs. If you type it in, you'll see. But yeah, the main three is DJ Johnny O.
Nothing.
And the email is Nerve DJs. Nerve DJs mixtapes at Gmail.
Okay.
I'm a public figure, so.
So I got 2 questions for you real quick. Okay, first of all, as far as, you know, a lot of people have their own notion or meaning of what a DJ service pack is.
Okay.
What would you say a DJ pack consists of? That's the first question.
Okay, let me answer that one first. The smallest DJ service pack is a clean and a dirty. I prefer a clean, dirty, instrumental, and acapella as a regular service pack. But most artists are not selling out acapellas or instrumentals because they don't want nobody else flowing over their music. But it's a disservice to the DJs when you do that, because a lot of time they don't give you enough room to run the intro outros on their songs. So if we had an instrumental and acapella, we could run it more. One of my DJs from Houston talked to me last night. He said, I need more acapellas because I do a lot of EDM parties and I mix all my hip hop with EDM beats. Because this kind of, and he had 3,000-4,000 every night at his club he DJ at. So my version of a perfect DJ service pack is clean, dirty, instrumental, and acapella. If you have those 4 You can make your own intros and outros. You can remix the song because you have a cappella of it. And then you can add other a cappellas over your beat, because your beat, Dr. Phil, is crazy. That beat is so fly. I don't know who made it, who produced it, but your track, Get Them Bands, is nice. So.
Oh, that's problems. Nerve DJ. Problems on the beat.
Who is that?
That's Problems.
Oh, Problems. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
He hooked that one up, bro. That's hot. I wasn't expecting it. Was that you on the first verse?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Both verses was dope as fuck, too. And y'all was, whew. How long you been rapping?
I've been rapping about 5 years now, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to, you know, reach new plateaus. I definitely need to stay in contact with you. You know, you spin that record, some folks like it. I need to come down there and maybe, you know, do a show or two, get something rocking,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, we in South by Southwest next month. It's our 7-year anniversary in South by Southwest. And I know Cash talked about Dr. Cash or Dr. Dillon. What is what are you called, Dr.?
Dr. Cash.
Dr. Cash talked about, he spoke on being consistent. And that's my main plateau. Everything I do, I'm very consistent with it. So, you know, our conference call, we do a bi-weekly industry conference call where we mix major artists with independent artists. I want to put you on our conference call just because I like that track so much. And that package is normally a $500 to $750 promotion package. But I'll tell you what, you upload that single to our website. I'm going to feature it, and I'm going to put you on the conference call for an interview and expand your name out here. That's just because I like the song that much. So, and I can do it because it's my conference call.
When you got the phone, you can do what you want.
Yeah, that's right.
We really appreciate that. You know. Yes, sir.
Anytime, though.
I got one more question, then I'm going to throw it to Dr. Phil. He might have a couple more questions. Then we're going to take, you know, the spaceship and blast off. But,
lost
your name and your title, you know, you're like blown up, but song just coming through. But long, what I want to ask is, you get a lot of music, and sometimes the music might not be the greatest. Okay, so do you tell the artist that you might not spin it
Oh, yeah, I tell them all the time what I like and what I don't like about it.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way of being a real record breaker. You have to tell the artist if it's bad. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. You have to be able to tell the artist what's good about it, what's bad about it, what you don't like about it.
But when
you
still
can't
work
do that,
with
you're
the
doing
artist?
A disservice. If they're willing to make the adjustments, yes.
Oh, okay.
If they're not willing to make the adjustments and they get mad because I tell them the truth, then no, I can't work with them.
Okay.
Right. So that's just me. If you can't do that.
Okay.
I mean, I worked with Bone
people.
Thugs and Harmony before they were Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Right.
So.
What are you looking for? I guess one of my last questions is, what are you looking for? Looking for new talent to start breaking? Because, you know, I know, you know, the DJs, the artists wouldn't really be nothing without the DJs. And what are you looking for in artists when you are saying, hey, I'm getting ready to start working with this artist?
I'm looking for an artist that has a good social media presence, an artist that can listen and take order, you know, take recommendation. I ain't going to say orders because you're working together. I'm looking for an artist that has free time to get away, to go do shows. They got a little bit of money because everything costs money. and got to have some good music and some a good work ethic. That's the main thing. I don't want no lazy person. You know, we got to go to the studio and they be like, oh, man, I don't want to go right now. Fuck that. You know, you got to jump on these because these don't come every day. You know, every time I go to a show, showcase or something out of town, I give every artist in there the opportunity to get a free $200 promotion. But all I ask them to do is create an account and upload your single, and I'm going to give you $200 worth of free promotion. The last, I was in San Antonio for 12 hours, did a showcase. It was 15 acts. So I gave away over $3,000 worth of promotion. Only about six of them took advantage of it. So when I'm giving away something free, jump on it. Because you never know who's listening on our conference calls, who's at our showcases. I worked for Def Jam for 8 years. My vice president currently works for Def Jam right now. So you never know who's at our showcases, who's listening on our conference calls, who's opening our email blasts, and things of that nature. So you got to move. When you get something free, you got to move on it. A lot of people be like, oh, I don't want no free shit. Shit, you better take it.
Ain't it? Food sounds good. Free, man. Food stands for free. I'm good on food stands for free. Shit.
So, yeah, that's where we at.
Well,
wait, no, you.
You have it. What did you say?
I didn't hear you.
No, go ahead. You want to say
yeah, can
your
we get
phone
your
breaking out, Cash.
Can we get your social media links, how to get in contact with you one more time before we get ready to go?
Yeah, DJ Johnny O. And the phone number is 434-637-8357. That's 434-637-8357.
And there you have it, folks.
Yep.
Thank you again, DJ Johnny O, for coming on. There you
have
it, folks.
Doctors.
And you just got your dose.